You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
And of course, we're going to shed some light on being a bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing that's called entertainment. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course, I call that motivation.
Lean in. Listen up.
OMG, OMG, OMG. I'm your host, Mara Gale, and I'm the host of the Oh Mara Gale Show. And I want to let our listeners know that today, in addition to doing our show live from sunny Sacramento, I'm streaming this live on Facebook Live. So for my Facebook audience, thank you for joining us as well. And for those that are tuning in on the podcast, thank you for not only listening, but for sharing this with your listeners. For those that are on Facebook Live, I got a special in-guest studio named Jono. He's going to come on a little bit later on, but I'm going to share with you all what the premise of the show is. I'm your host, Mara Gale, actress, author, evangelist. And you know what I love to do? I love to help people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when a view is enlarged. You see, the more angles you have of a situation, the better the vantage point. The reality is we can make better and informed decisions when we see clearly what it is we're trying to do. I've been blessed with experiences in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. I love serving Maravation. It's a perfect blend of motivation and inspiration. I believe some of the greatest people in the world are only one word of encouragement away from being and doing something meaningful. I think if more people would get outside of themselves and their situation and look up, call up, or speak up and into the lives of others, we would experience a more productive world around us. I'm a midwife. I dig helping other people give birth to purpose. When I get an opportunity to assess a situation, a plan, or an idea, it's like being given a chance to excavate excellence. It's a beautiful thing to shine off something that's been covered in doubt, or shine a light on something that's been clothed in shame, or water something that's been dormant or dry for so long until they thought that what was inside of them was actually dead. I'm doing this show because I like to remind the listeners that no matter how long you wait in the waiting room, if you stay focused, hopeful, and don't faint, my daddy is faithful to call your name, your number, or give you your heart's desire. The goal is to give you some ear candy and cut through the clutter. I want to remind you that no matter what you are doing or where you are on this journey called life, you are not alone. Someone has already been there, done that, got the divorce decree, the stretch marks, the pink slip, the eviction notice, the doctor's report, or more importantly, the promotion, the booking, the finished product, the launch business, the bank account, or the miraculous testimony to prove it. So today, I'm super duper excited because with me in the in-house studio in Sacramento, California is none other than a personal friend of mine, my brother from another mother. We got the same dad. He's a motivator. He's a musician and he is a minister. Would y'all please do like your girl's doing right now? Put your head together and give it up for my boy, Jono.
Hey, everybody. OMG. It is good to be here. Actually, I almost live here. This is my office. So We are doing this in studio live with my girl. How was your flight?
Oh, my flight was fantastic.
Any flight that you land is a good flight.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. And so, we had precious cargo on that flight.
I know that.
And I was making my way here to spend some time with my brother because I'm ministering Center of Praise Church this weekend in Sacramento. So if you're in this area, come on out. I'm going to be ministering tomorrow night, that's Friday, as well as the keynote speaker on Saturday. I'm doing a little drive-by for Christ tomorrow night, doing some spoken word. We're going to do my little thing. And for those that are tuning in live, as well as those that are listening, Jono may play his saxophone today. If we're feeling it, we might go ahead and do a little something.
We'll see how many hearts float across.
Yeah, we'll see
Facebook
how many hearts come across from Facebook.
Yeah.
And for those that are tuning in via uptomeradio.com, we just want to remind you, if you are planning to ask any questions during the show, the phone number to call is 347-324-5246. That's 347-324-5246. And you're going to press the number 1 if you have a question or a comment at that particular time. Right now, I'd love to ask my brother, my partner, my friend in Christ, tell my audience, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, just briefly, because we've got some topics we want to get through, and you're my first male on the show.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
So you hold me down for the brothers today.
My goodness. All right. So hopefully there's some brothers listening. But for everybody else, all my sisters that are out there listening, I born and raised San Francisco, half black, half Chinese.
Black and ease.
Grits and rice, baby. Grits and rice. And, you know, just growing up in San Francisco, biculturally, had to struggle with identity, believe it or not. You know, didn't know whether I should celebrate Black History Month and or Chinese New Year, because they both fall in the same month.
Yeah.
And, you know, so kind of struggled with those kind of things growing up. But then, you know, it's an interesting thing how God just kind of shows you your purpose in life and everything. So over the course of time, got married.
Yeah.
Had babies.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Because, you know, hopefully we're going to break some of those nuggets down for our married folks and for those that are parenting. So let's just jump right in. Because one of the things we're doing is we're peeling off the Band-Aid. We're going to allow the scars, the cuts, the bruises to be exposed. Because, see, that's how people get the medicine that they need. So let's just jump right in. You had, I know personally, some life transition.
Way to put it.
Yeah, that's the nice on-air way to put it.
Right.
So why
right.
don't you share with our listeners a little bit about a couple of the life transitions you had.
All right. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity just to be very transparent. I had to ask my wife's permission to be able to share this because much of this involved her as well. And I would say it started around, has anybody gone through seasons of storms? I know we go through storms, but I kind of classify what I went through as a season of storms.
Mm.
And basically around 2005, I started to not be able to feel my fingers. And so I'm sitting at my desk at work, and started having back problems and all of that. And I ended up telling one of the office managers, you know, hey, you know, what's going on physically? And he said, well, I think it's work related. And I said, well, it wasn't like this when I got up in here before, you know, so ended up going to a workers' comp doctor and all of that, and found out that I had 4 degenerated discs in my neck. And what was happening was the doctor was compressing on my nerves, and that's why I couldn't feel my fingers. And, you know, the way that God made the body, he made it to respond to any sort of degeneration
or trauma
and trauma. Well, there wasn't any real trauma necessarily. It wasn't like an accident or anything like that. It was just over time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so, long story short, I've had surgery. I got the scar to prove it. Didn't cut myself shaving. But basically, had 2 of the discs removed, and they put a titanium plate in there.
Okay.
And that was kind of like the start of this whole season of storms. You know, when you don't go to work, the money dries up.
Money get funny.
Yeah. So.
And then the honey ain't going to be happy.
And then the honey ain't happy. And but then also other things came in to our situation. We ended up losing our house. You've been to that house.
I have. It was a bad house. That was a Dopezilla house.
It was like it was MTV bomb. Cribs kind of house.
It was like, yeah.
And, you know, ended up, losing my job, lost the house. And my wife ended up walking out. And during that season, my best friend, my brother, my biological brother, passed away.
Yeah.
And so it was just a lot of things. It was about like five things wrapped up in this storm or season of storms. And, you know, I mean, any one would make somebody jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Health, job, finances.
Family.
Family, you know. And so it brought me to a point where I just had to say, all right, God, what's up?
Yeah.
And that was my prayer.
And that's real.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people think it's got to be something huge, and sometimes it's just what's up.
That was an entire, I'm sitting in this 6-bedroom house with the foreclosure on it.
Wow.
Alone, yet beside myself.
Yeah.
And I just had to say, God, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up? And all I heard him say was, son, do you trust me?
Mm.
I said, if you had to do all that to get me to this point, you know, then it has to be a trust must be a big deal to you, Lord. So I knew that I had to do some work on me and that he wanted to do some work on me, some peeling, and cutting and
pruning.
Definitely some pruning.
Yeah.
But also some building.
Yes.
You know, and even some replanting.
Yeah.
And that's the way that God works. You know, you don't know. And you can't see it while you're in the process. But, you know, if you're going through something, know that it's part of the process.
Yeah. You know, what's awesome is when you realize that Daddy wants to teach you something
yes.
in the midst of the storm. Because the Word talks about counting it all joy, right? And in order
joy.
To count, you have to add. And when we talk about adding, I'm going to preach about this on Saturday, so I won't give all of it away. But when you count it all joy, that mm-hmm. means something gets added to you, okay?
That's it.
Strength,
yep.
added faith,
yes.
Added trust. Oh, we could go on and on about that, but I'm not going to tarry there. I'm gonna speak to this because we're transparent today, and Jonel's pouring out his heart. When you lose your house and your health and your wife done walked out and you've lost your job, how did that make you feel as a man? Because this is the lesson that I want our women to hear, because there's a way to be supportive in that.
Mm-hmm,
and at the same time, there's something that men feel that have absolutely nothing to do with us.
You know, everything that you see, you know, on billboards and in magazines and all that, on television about what a man is supposed to look like, and also even in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, like folks like Samson and those kind of figures. I felt like the complete opposite.
Yeah.
You know, I felt weak.
Yeah.
I felt insecure. I was spiraling into depression.
Yeah.
It was not good. It was totally not good.
Yeah. And what's one of the ways you think, in addition to praying, being mm-hmm. a praying wife, is there anything that a wife could have done to support you in that situation? And I say this to say, if let's say the woman isn't working and you're mm-hmm. the sole breadwinner of the household, what could a woman or a wife have done? Or what do you think would have possibly helped you? Or is there anything that could have been done in that situation?
You know, I mean, I don't know if I want to go back into my situation and
say,
well,
just in general.
You know,
just in
if
general.
She had, no.
No, just like in general.
Yeah.
What do you think a woman could possibly do or say to, because this isn't just you. Of course, our listeners who are joining us in this conversation, they may have that as a present today, and struggle, where they've lost their job or have been laid off, and they're looking for just a little bit of help or a piece of advice as to how they can actually make it through. And so if that's you, we want to be able to speak to that concern, possibly.
Yeah, yeah. So if you are a wife, I would say, first and foremost, understand who your husband is, who God says he is, what is his identity in Christ Jesus. You may have to remind him who he is and affirm him in that, because, you know, affirmation, you know, my spiritual, what is that? My love language with Gary Chapman's book.
Yes,
five love languages. The five love
languages. Affirmation. Words of.
Mine is words of affirmation.
That's mine.
That's yours?
That's mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me.
Yeah.
You know, tell me. And that is so important, because we forget sometimes who we are.
Yeah.
And when we forget who we are, we go off track, and it takes a small, just a nudge to get us back on track. And that word of affirmation could be just that nudge that that we brothers need.
That's good. That's good. That's a good place for us to put a little pin in it. And we're gonna pitch to a break in a minute. We're gonna pitch there, because that's our responsibility. Ladies, for the ladies that are listening, is to build up, to encourage, and to remind Jono. I think that's a wonderful nugget for us to take a little break right here. We're going to take a little station identification for the cause. If you want to call in, the number is 347-324-5246. Press the number 1. Again, the number is 347-324-5246. Press the number 1 to join us. We'll be right back.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn, Less Stuff, More Meaningful Life, and an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels, and so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up, the number 2 magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
Welcome back. We have not forgotten about you, Facebook community, but for those that are tuning in via podcast or that are streaming us live at uptomeradio.com, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a part of the conversation. If you have any questions, questions for us or comments, we're encouraging you to and press the number 1 so that we can add you to our in-show queue. So Jono, you talked about how the women can be supportive. How do you think some of the challenges that you endured, some of the storms of life, how do you feel they've shaped you into being the man you are now?
Oh, wow. You know, God entrusted all of those circumstances to me. And for him to entrust that to me, what that means is that I now have the responsibility of sharing those responsibilities, or I have the responsibility of sharing those things with others. You know, as people go through things, I can relate to them. I was in my men's small group, and one of my brothers, his name is, I call him Big Vic. Big Vic, and he came in, he says, "Man, a year ago, my brother passed away," and I was like, "Oh man, I know how you feel," because I did. You know, other guys in my small group, and that's one thing. Men, if you are not a part of a small group, get plugged into a small group. You can't do it all by yourself. You need
For some who may not know what a small group is, because my church did it, your church does it. So share with them what a small group is.
A small group. For me, it's more so like a discipleship group. We walk side by side with one another. We're accountable to one another. Maybe about 6 to 8 guys. We clamor around a table, drink coffee, eat cookies or whatever. It's not about the food. Okay. It's about what God wants to do in us. Basically, my small group, we call it an Omni group at my church at Center of Praise Ministries here in Sacramento. Omni groups, basically, we go over our sermon content. We have sermon notes that get printed up, and we read through those. And then we talk about how we want to apply that message that we just heard a few days ago to our lives.
And just to jump in real quick, another way for those that may be unchurched or those who don't have that offered at your church is to get a group of guys together and be accountable.
Yep.
Be accountable. Allow them permission into your life. Yep. And that's for women, too. We've got to have accountability people. There are people that will do life with you, just to kind of chime in on that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's about intimacy and, you know, not in the context of you know, being physically intimate, but really it's more so into me. See, look on the inside of me. I'm giving you access to look on the inside of me, and I'm going to share some stuff.
Yeah.
Be transparent.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me go back to what I was talking about. Omni groups, as we were in our Omni group, I had some guys in my group. Some were going through divorces. Some were entering into relationships. Some were estranged from their children. You know, I could relate to all of those things because of the experiences that I went through.
Yeah.
You know, the season of storms, it wasn't for me.
Right.
It was when I was going through it, but really, that a complete season is now fodder for me to help somebody else.
Yeah, those tests have become testimony.
Exactly.
And whenever we're enduring, whenever we find ourselves being persecuted, there's a greater and a bigger lesson at hand. And and if you're careful, we'll learn that and act maturely in the midst of, because that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. So, Jono, first of all, I want to ask if there are any callers out there. If you want to call in, it's 347-324-5246. We'd love for you to join the conversation. Press the number 1, and we'll put you in our queue. So let me ask you this. How did you, in coming out of all of that, how did you stay focused? I mean, you know, you talked about intimacy, into me see. I have a chapter in my book called Into Me See, which is, you know, how I show God myself and beyond blessed.
You wrote that.
I wrote that. That's my book. Yes, it is. The reality is it's hard sometimes to stay focused when you have mountainous or gigantic distractions. So how did you do that?
You know, very intentionally.
Mm.
You know, I found that in order for me to accomplish anything, I have to be super focused and intentional. During my time, I ended up getting a call. You know, God just has a way of providing.
Ooh, thank you, Abba Father, Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah, he has a way of providing. You know, for me to be able to use my talents, my skills, my abilities that he placed on the inside of me anyway it was amazing. I get a call from a church, not even in the city that I resided in. It was about a half an hour away, to come for a set amount of time to be an interim worship pastor.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, God's amazing that way. And so, of course, I said yes. Bruh, man, needs some money. So I accepted that role, did that for, I want to say, eight or so months. And then I got another call to another church and do something very, very similar.
Mm.
You know, I mean, God just has he just has a way of giving us exactly what we need when we need it.
That sounds like Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift, make room for him and put him before a great man.
Yeah.
That's it sounds like our daddy was giving you some manna.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
He has, and he shall for you.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
He's a no respecter of person. So he doesn't love Jono. He don't love me more than he loves you. So if he's done it for us, he'll do it for you. He don't love Bill Gates or Oprah Winfrey more than he loves you. Ah, that's how much he loves you.
Yep.
You're special to him. I ain't gonna preach because we wanna actually allow my brother to share some more nuggets. Again, if you're calling in, it's 347 324 5246. Join the conversation by pressing 1. We thank all of our listeners that are tuned in via podcast, as well as those that are watching us live on Facebook Live. Jono, I want to ask you another major part of this transformation and this new season was something that you refer to as data. But before we get to data, because that's a juicy one, and I want to make sure y'all are all ears for that. Before we get to data, I want to just take a little pause. We're going to take a short little pause, do another station identification, give you all those that want to call in and have any questions an opportunity to dial in at 347-324-5246. You're going to press the number 1. You're on with Mara Gale on the OMG show. Oh, Mara Gale. And of course, my special guest is none other than Jono, and we're live in Sacramento, California. We'll be right back. It's a short break.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome back to the Oh Mara Gale Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, and my special in-studio guest in sunny Sacramento is none other than musician, motivator, and minister Jono. So this next little phase that we're going to, Jono has a phrase, data, and I'm going to let him break that down to the marrow. He's going to explain that to you. But why don't you share with people about finding your identity?
Finding your identity. You know, it's, there are so many books out there that deal with this. Rick Warren had his book, was it The Purpose-Driven Life? And there's so many books like it. Even in the secular world, there are many books and conferences that you can go to that deal with, you know, strengths and personality. You know, you go and get a new job, they may have you take a personality test or some sort of assessment. I'm not against all those things. I'm actually for all those things because God has placed so many things on the inside of each of us that if we don't identify them, then we are being, I would consider, poor stewards of what God has given us. He's given us life.
Yes.
He's given us bodies. He's given us minds. And he's given us his spirit that resides on the inside of us. What does data mean? Data is an acronym. The D is drive. What is your motivation? What's driving you? You know, if you sat there and you thought about why do I do what it is that I do, that is your drive. That's your D. That's the first letter there. The next thing is the first A, which are your attributes. What do I put on the inside of you? I say there's a big three.
Okay.
The first one, what are your spiritual gifts? Anybody that has accepted Christ in their lives receives spiritual gifts in them up and hello. Whether you open them up and take it out of the package.
Or hide them.
Right, right, right. You know, read the instruction manual. Plug it in, get the power, you know, because it's his power that's working on the inside of us to accomplish greater things. You do, he himself is working in to us and gifts that are working on the inside of us that, as we, avail ourselves to doing those things, you know, you become powerful. Other things, strengths. There's an incredible book called Strength Finders. Probably done the Strength Finders 2.0. Great book. It's real effective to not identifying what you're not good at, what your weaknesses are, but more so what your strengths are. Because there are other things that you do not have.
Yes.
And when you partner up with those kind of folks, you become a duo, all right? So strength finders, identify your personality.
Yeah.
my goodness, what kind of person are you? You know, and it helps to know for yourself so you know how to relate back to other people. So that's that. There are other attributes that we can fit into that A column. Your learning style, your style, do some assessment. Leave is your time. As you go through, what has brought you up to this point in time?
Good.
You know,
again, we're talking about data.
We're talking about data. We're on the T right now. So the T, what about? Even before you were born, what about things that happened in your family before you got here? How did those things impact you?
Yeah.
You know, finding out that my grandmother on my mom's side came to America on a cargo ship from China. And when she was processed in through San Francisco, this blew me away. The date that they stamped on it was September 7th of 1921. Fast forward 70 years, that's my wife and my anniversary.
Wow.
Our wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. September 7th, 1991. So, you know, I mean, it's things like that that help define you, your timing. My family, they on my mom's side, they found this document that my grandfather wrote out in Chinese several generations before there was a missionary that was in China, evangelized probably my great great grandfather or great 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 grandfather, and he became a believer.
Wow.
We have Christians going all the way back multiple generations, multiple continents.
What a blessing.
You know, it predates me, certainly.
Yeah.
You know, but God had a plan in mind.
It's in your blood.
It's been here. It's in my blood. So timing, things that you go through, experiences, storms, they help find you. Okay, so that's your timing. The last A is your assignment.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That's what you are here for. If timing brought you to this point, assignment is where you go from here.
Oh, good. Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. So here, I'm going to share my, what I call my life formula.
Please.
Yeah. Cause
please. I think our listeners could glean from you on that.
All right. Yeah. About maybe 8 years ago, God downloaded this to me. It's the things that you can identify, you can define. When you have definition, it brings understanding. And when you have understanding, then you can proceed with wisdom. Wisdom is basically taking the knowledge, the facts, the information, and applying it in such a way to where you get the best outcome. So things you can identify, you can define. When you have definition, you gain understanding. You can then proceed with wisdom because God wants you to be an authority.
Mm.
He wants you to be an authority in what he gives you. In other words, you don't want to be a novice. You don't want to go up to a novice. You don't want to go up to a novice in anything, whether you're fruits and vegetables at the grocery store, you're buying a vehicle, you don't want to talk to us. You want to talk to on that subject.
Yeah. You want someone there, done that, someone who's got the malice to prove it.
Exactly.
Study to show themselves.
That's it.
Absolutely right. No one goes to the hospital to have a surgery and you want the person that's never done the procedure. You don't vote for that person. You don't want the person who's still in school unless it's a training hospital and the doctor is standing right next to
the professional, the authority. Yeah,
exactly. That's good.
Right.
That's good. There's some things we need to master.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's some things we need to master.
And it's a stewardship thing.
Yes. You know? It all goes back to stewardship.
Yeah.
How we handle opposition, challenges, distractions, disappointments.
Yep.
It all goes back to stewardship. But you said some good nuggets. So you said what you can ID, define, and then once you have the definition, you get the understanding to proceed. And then once you do that, you proceed with wisdom.
Yes.
And then once you proceed with wisdom, God wants you to then have authority. I hope y'all getting all this. I hope you're getting this. My brother's dropping some
take
nuggets.
Take notes.
Take some notes. Okay, so Donald, this will lead me into, I'm going to take a little, not a break, not a station break, but I'd love for you to, if you feel it, you know, since I'm putting them on the spot, right?
So
I got Facebook Live going on, but this brother, I can't sit here with this master saxophonist and not have him pull out his horn and blow a little bit for you. You know, on Facebook Live, my sister friend Bridget Lewis, who has a jazz show on, she was tuned in and she's always having these jazz on the show, but I'd love for you to do a little bit of Just a little something, 30 seconds. Y'all enjoy the sound of playing the saxophone. And if I'm feeling it, I may come in and do a little piece of spoken word or something.
All right. Let's see. What shall we play? I'm just going to stick it in my mouth and let's see what comes out.
Jono, you guys, wow,
free flow,
Jono, just dropping mad love. Of course, you guys are, Facebook Live is watching us in studio for the OMG, O'Mariel Show. My special guest, my first male guest of since the show launched for me is Jono, and he just played live improvisation at its best. My brother just dropped some sax on us, and he's making me feel a little jumpy. I'm gonna do a little bit of drive by. You wanna know the way love grows? Well, you've got to give it out. You've got to let love go. Go do the thing it was created to do, because there's a calling on your life and there's a purpose just for you. There's some experiences that you've learned from that only you know, and your job is to share them with the world. That's the way that love grows. So let's start with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Fast forward to man created in the image of God, meaning man should look like what? The Word, which was what? God. The Word being laws laid down as to how we live our life. Check this out. It won't be easy. You will have challenges and strife, but know that if Christ was persecuted and he's from up above, John, oh, how much more can we be for accepting his love? But the Word says, fear not. I have overcome this world, and that's a good place to put a pause. So, Jono and I are doing what we talked about, sharing our gifts. Proverbs 18, we talked about, it says that a man will make room for him, and Jono and I have been able to be blessed to function in those gifts, make a living, earn a living, and empower other people out of obedience of walking in those gifts. So I'm gonna tell you last before I do, I'm going to ask one if you've got any questions for us. We want to go ahead and let you know if you've got any questions for us to call in at 347-324-5246. 347-324-5246. Press the number 1 and we'll add you into the conversation. If you do, we'll take that. But my last little nugget section is happily ever after.
Oh, good.
it's a nugget that I believe people need to receive, need to hear. Sorry about that interruption. Someone calls me while I'm doing my show live. So if you've just called me,
they ain't tuned
and
in.
You tune in, I know you are. I ain't gonna get your L for that. But we're just gonna segue into this final question. Happily ever after in marriage.
Oh, good one. Wow. Well, my lovely wife, we've been married for 25 years, actually 25, oh, and a half, 25.
She's my sister, I love her.
She's my sister. Yeah, 25 and a half years. Has it always been happy? Nope.
That's the short end of it.
Yeah.
That's real, though. That's keeping it 100, that's keeping it honest, and that's keeping it transparent, because that's how people grow.
That's it. You know, we were talking about the season of storms. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife walked out on me because I was not who I was supposed to be. And that's part of it. You know, talk about happily ever after. I don't even think the Bible promises that, you know, he used to be happily married. The Bible does say he finds ideas to help one another identify the good in one another. The good by God's standard, not by our own. I would say, boy, oh boy, to live happily ever after, laugh. That's true. My wife and I, we love to laugh. We find those things that we like to laugh about and we exploit those. We don't talk about people's babies and all that kind of stuff. We talk about, what are some things that makes laugh? You know,
my sweetheart makes me laugh. No, he clowns.
Oh, I know.
He clowns.
I know him a little bit. Yeah. that's a good brother. That's a good brother. And he has such a great sense of humor. We both have a type of sense of humor, but they mesh very, very well. And we just love to laugh. TV shows. You ever watch Big Bang Theory?
I haven't.
Oh, gosh. She enjoys watching me watch the show because...
Gosh, it's the same thing. He watches me watch the movies. Into it, but then that must be that creative deal too.
We probably
are just as animated as the people we're watching on TV or in film.
Yeah, we could be on that show.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. And I'm an actress, so if you're booking that, I've just one.
So you know, I mean, that's the most important part of life is learning how to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and don't take things so seriously that you can't, you know, really see what God is working on the inside of all those situations.
Yeah.
I would say on a more serious note, discover newness, you know.
Newness. That's good.
Over 25 years, am I married to this person? On invitation, sure. But she's different. I'm different. You know, we've grown. Grown a lot of stuff, and you know, a few moves, different cities, and that. You know, we have four daughters, and you know,
he was the only guy.
The only guy.
The only four daughters.
So I had to watch action movies.
And so we're gonna keep talking about this, but it just came to me a question I want to find out: what did it feel like to be in that with women? But finish your thought on this, and then kind of hit that a little bit.
We'll segue it. Yeah. What was I talking about?
Laughing a lot.
Yeah.
And to
find newness.
That's it.
Yeah. Finding newness in one another and celebrating it. You know, acknowledging it, celebrating it, and
beautiful testimony.
And even celebrate the transitions. You know. My wife just got a job a couple of weeks ago, and she starts on Monday, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we celebrate.
Yeah, you celebrate.
It's a great time of our
lives.
And
she's happy about that, too.
She's excited.
Exactly.
I'm excited right along with her.
Of course.
Proud of her.
Of course.
You know. So I mean,
it was a season. It's just timing, though. That's the beautiful thing about it. She's so skilled, so talented. I know this isn't about her, but just so you know,
Oh, you could talk about her.
Okay, good. She's this woman is phenomenal to me. She's a sister of mine, and I love her with my whole heart. And when I say an incredible spirit, supportive human being, a good-hearted human being, and our skills in the kitchen. She cooked for me today. Ain't gonna go there. Skills in the house looks like it's straight out of some magazine, but she's a very decent and in order kind of mom. In addition to that, the way that she has nurtured the girl, you know, maybe
incredible.
I'm going to have to call Sonia. I know she's not a front of the microphone person, but she's got the nuggets that will make your head spin around. She's reared and raised these girls, and how you all have deposited into them to be these, they can think on their own. Mm-hmm. These young, I'm not talking things on your own and be disrespectful. I'm talking make life. The children is in Asia.
Yep.
Shout out to a 2 year and little. She made the decision.
12 years old.
When she was 12, made the decision to go to a boarding away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents supported her in this because she was so. She's an old soul, Maddie.
She is.
That's a whole other parenting show, but I just. Well, to know the cloth from which the kids cut, because parents instill some independence in you for you to even think it's possible for you to go out of the country and or go to a boarding school. So you don't know like to be in a house with all this estrogen and all these girls. I'm a young boy in a house now. Just real brief, and then we're going to, we'll let you go.
All right. Let's see. Well, over the last 24 years, normal.
Normal.
It was my, you know, come up and say, is it different having, no, that's my norm. Normal for me. You know, it wasn't strange. It wasn't odd. I didn't miss going out and playing catch on the front lawn and all. I mean, my youngest daughter, I think it was last year, on 4th of July, I fell asleep outside sitting on the patio and she painted my toes.
I remember that.
So it's like I kind of roll with the punches.
They clown him, boy. They clown him.
I'm a laundry folder. You know, I mean, but when daddy cooks, they love it when they daddy. I could throw down
two. You could throw down two. See, cooks for me. Tonya Begonia always cooks for me. And you know what? That reminds me of something else that I'm. What have you done? And I'm saying this because there are men listening to this program women have been used to, you know, a lot of cases they've been, but what are the things that you've done as a male in your daughter's life that you believe has set an example for how they should be treated? You know, what are some of the kinds of seeds so that we can help some of the brothers know what kind of seed to be planted, and so we can help some of the moms and the women out there either seek a male figure that is upright, who can do these things in a godly fashion with respect. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about some of the things you did? Do you have dates or
every once
flowers?
In a while, you know.
Because, you know,
yeah,
that's a big thing. Like a guy brought a girl some flowers and she lost her mind because she never had flowers or take her to a fast food restaurant and she
right.
may lose her mind thinking she owes him something for that. So can you speak on that a little bit?
You know, I'm not a buy flowers kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Never had, because my wife, she picks the flowers.
I know,
and
she has beautiful flowers. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God,
I wish
yeah.
I could tell you about the house. Gorgeous flowers all over the house. I love her. She's like Lee Smith and Martha Stewart rolled into one, but she's Tonya Begonia. She's
yeah.
her own
she,
person.
She's a flower.
She is.
I do. I try to take them out on dates. Every once in a while, we'll go, you know, hit up a movie. You know, again. Now, two of them like the type of movies that I like to go to. The other two do not.
So you got to go see the mushy romantic
movies. Yeah. And as they age, you know, it's not just bringing them to the Disney films and things like
right.
that. It's bringing them to some things that are a little bit more sophisticated, yeah. you know. And
how uncomfortable that
yeah,
must be at times.
Yeah.
Daddy watching daughters
yeah, but,
watch
you know,
people.
One of the last movies we went to see was Hidden Figures.
Ooh, nice
yeah,
to
yeah,
take
yeah,
the kids
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Hidden Figures, big shout out. If you hadn't seen it, go
yeah,
see
go
it.
See it. Another one, actually, this past Friday, we went to see The Shack.
Ah, oh, powerful movie.
Incredible.
Love The Shack. Saw it twice. Loved it so much. Go see that movie.
Yeah. And it's really more so about the time that you spend with your children on purpose. Again,
mm.
it's intentional. You know, am I the best at it? Nope, I'm not. I admit it. You know, however, you know, one thing I found out over the 24 years that I've been a dad is that I owe them a great deal of respect and honor. It's a good thing to honor your children. You know, how when the Bible says children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with law, that it will go well with you and your days will be long on the earth. I share that with them. But then also, I'm an example of honoring them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes in the form of admitting that I'm wrong. You know, like, hey, you know, I was wrong in that situation. You know, I was wrong that like maybe three times, okay, over the past 24 years.
Only three.
Maybe four.
Pop a lion. I'm just saying. Calling you no liar.
All right, maybe. A whole lot of times, all right. But owning it, you know, letting them know, you know, it's okay to make a mistake if you own the mistake and work towards a solution on making it right. So, I mean, those are some things that are, you have to be very deliberate about those things and make a choice. You know, it's like, you know what, I don't have nothing to lose. I'm going to be transparent, you know, letting them know, you know, hey, that hurt me.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
real.
You know, in hopes that over the course of time, when they find their significant other and, you know, somebody puts a ring on their finger, you know, I believe is something that, you know, is really, it lasts them a long, long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are awesome nuggets.
Yeah.
Well, Jono has been our guest today. And before I just thank you for coming out, I'd love for you to share with our listeners, those that are listening via podcast, as well as those that are listening live, as well as the Facebook community. Can you share with them how they can reach you on social
oh, yeah.
media, as well as if you have a website? And I know you've got CDs, so give a little plug, share a little bit about your CDs. I mean, you know, just, you know, briefly.
Well, all right.
Let them know where they can reach
all
you.
All right. Yeah, very simply by the Chucks that are on the front. It is the cutest picture.
It is so cute.
It is my feet, and it's actually Maddie's feet.
I know.
Yeah, when she was a wee little child.
Yeah.
And it's called Love Somebody. I wrote about 9 of the 11 tracks and produced. Played all the instrumentation and everything. You can find that at cdbaby.com/Jono12. Jono is with two N's, not one, but
J-O-N-N-O,
two.
J-O-N-N-O, 12, like 12 disciples.
Yeah, exactly. So cdbaby.com/Jono12. Find me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's part of our job here at the church at Center of Praise.
What's your job?
I am the creative arts pastor here at Center of Ministries, and you can find us on the web at co.church. You can reach me the best way is Jono.
Email?
Is that
no,
good?
You get it out,
give
but
it
you
out.
Know. Okay.
All right. Pastor Jono at centerofpraise.net. Don't bombard me with stuff. But if you have legit questions or anything like that, you know, any of the content I talked about, like, hey, what was that life formula thing? You know, I'd be glad to share that with you. You know, so. Facebook.
Yes.
John O. Worship.
John O. Worship. Are there any closing? Is there a closing scripture you'd like to with my wrap up? And again, let me mention one last time. If you'd like to join, 7-324-5446. Press number 1, and we'll put you in a queue. We'll allow you to be curious about or would like information on, or you'd like to make a comment about the show. We'd love to hear your voice. Is there a closing scripture and thought that you'd kind of like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite scriptures, I love the whole Bible, but one of my favorite scriptures, Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared beforehand that we would walk in them. You know, that particular verse is data all day long.
Yeah.
He prepared some things for us, even
heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG.